FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Weather Service has warned of extreme cold from this weekend, with snow expected in 8 of the 9 provinces, including KZN. The chilly weather is forecast from Saturday into the middle of next week.
Every province, with the exception of Limpopo, there may be disruptive snowfalls in some of these provinces. And in particular, we can mention that we expect the N3 highway at Van Riemen's Pass to be disrupted between Monday and Tuesday. We also expect strong damaging surface winds over a large part of the interior from Sunday onwards. And that will also lead to an elevated risk of wildfires, especially over the east and interior of the country.
Forecaster Kevin Ray says heavy rain may cause localized flooding and damage in the Eastern Cape on Sunday. The downpours will then move to southern KZN on Monday.
There is also a risk of severe thunderstorms, possibly associated with damaging hail and/or damaging winds over some provinces, including Northwest, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and KwaZulu-Natal. These conditions are expected on Monday and on Tuesday.
And with KZN hosting the Comrades Marathon on Sunday, Ray says runners can expect mild to warm conditions, but should brace for a drop in temperatures late in the day. Itakwini Municipality says the fire that broke out at the Kennedy Road informal settlement is thought to have been caused by illegal electricity connections. Last night's blaze destroyed nearly 50 structures. Newswatch's Andile Tsotesi reports.
No injuries or deaths were reported following the fire. Disaster management officials say more than 70 people have been left destitute. The city says the affected community members are being housed at a nearby community hall while officials are working on a long-term solution. Officials are still busy with assessments to determine the extent of the damage. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Transport says it will recruit some 300 graduates to help with infrastructure projects in the province. The department has signed a five-year MOU with Coastal KZN TVET College. Provincial Transport spokesperson Dabezin Tlasibiya explains.
With KwaZulu-Natal having been turned into a construction site, the MOU is focusing on the following: artisan training to enable young people to be involved in construction, placing young people in the department to acquire practical experience, sharpening the skills of young people, especially employees in the department, enabling them to take charge and lead the rollout of road infrastructure and other catalytic projects.
And Denmark wants to extend a ban on full face veils to schools and universities. The face coverings were prohibited from being worn in public places in 2018. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she's also hoping to see an end to prayer rooms at universities, but stopped short of calling for an outright ban. She says people have a right to their faith and to practice their religion, but democracy takes precedence. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Ompahle.